One of the things that I believe what's happening in Christendom today is that it's being badly influenced by the world. Christendom has been influenced by the world rather than Christendom influencing the world, primarily in North America. In this part of the world, it has been influenced tremendously by Hollywood and all kinds of other things that are pressuring the church to try to get the church to be conformed into the world system. There is a battle that we must fight. We have to realize that we are in a battle, that there is a place to take our stand against the world. I believe that the enemy has been trying to put on North America a softening of the tragedy of ending up in a place called hell. So you and I have to fight against that. And we can't do it without being connected to the power of God. We must hold on to the power of God in the storm. In the storm, we must hold on to the power of God. And spiritually speaking, if we are weak in any area, if we're going through a storm in life and we find that we're weak in that area, we need to push in to be able to hold on to the power of God in the midst of the storm. Yes, remember, the Bible says, gross darkness covers the earth, but the light of the gospel is what clears away the darkness. So if we're not in the light, we're in the darkness. If we're not connected to the power, we're in the darkness. There are some things that we want to practice in order to stay connected. The Apostle Paul, in praying for the church of Ephesus, said this in Ephesians 3:14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ might dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. The Word of God comes to strengthen our spirit man. And as we take time to study the Word of God, we become strengthened in the Spirit. We become powerful in the things of the Spirit of God. That's a part of the criteria of being filled with all the fullness of God, or the power of God. Look at this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, the Apostle Paul. Verse 9, he says, but he has said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness and my mercy are more than enough, always available, regardless of the situation. For my power is perfected and is completed and shows itself most effectively in your weakness. Because God said this to him, Paul says, therefore I will more gladly boast in my weakness, so that the power of Christ may be completely enfold me and may dwell in me. Paul said, I will boast in my weakness. I will boast at things that I can't do. I'm not scared to tell people that I'm doing some stuff. I want to do some things that I can't do. And I'll admit clearly that I cannot do it. I admit to God that I cannot do it without his help. And when I do that, then he comes in and releases his power. It's his way of doing things. If we'll yield to that, he will empower us. If we do it on our own, then we'll be left to our own. Do we have to wait until the disaster comes to such a point and we call out to God and we don't realize that God's not there? Know the risk of being disconnected. Be prepared in the midst of the storms of life. The power of God is meant to flow through us for somebody else. You see, one of the ways that we are prepared for the power of God to be in our lives is to be caring about other people. So the power of God will go through you to minister to other people. I believe the Word of God, God has given us the Word of God to be an insulation against the world system, but he's also given us the body of Christ. That's why you and I need to honor the body of Christ as much as we possibly can. That we are here for one another as much as we possibly can. Because when one person sees another brother and sister going astray a little bit or letting things down a little bit, we can come around and say, listen, brother, you've got to come back, or even just befriend them to let them know that they're part of the family of God. The family of God are meant to be an insulation from the world. Ephesians 1:7 says, in him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins, according to the richness of his grace. That's an awesome scripture. In Him we have redemption. Not in how good we are, but in Him is our redemption.